with Lucy Milazzo
across our University City and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's Lucy Milazzo here with you at home this evening on Cambridge 105 Radio, and we like to keep things mindful and peaceful on a Monday, and I am delighted to say that joining me in the studio this evening, coming back for a second time this year. That's correct, isn't it, David?
It is.
Good evening.
Hi,
good
Lucy.
Evening. Hello.
Nice to be back.
Now, were you here back in January?
Yeah, it was literally the bleak beginning of January.
Right.
And I just had a piece in the Cambridge Independent saying, if you're expecting the blues to come your way January, why not try a mindful walk with David?
Brilliant. And you've been doing those for the past few, well, a couple of months
now. That's right. So we've had three winter walks in Wandlebury on a Friday afternoon. And we've literally seen that sort of progression from bleak midwinter through to last week, where we've got the buds coming through, the bulbs coming through, warmer air blowing through our hair, and a real sense of hope.
Now, I remember we were saying back in January that there's this humongous amount of pressure at the start of the new year. Everyone's going to get fit and healthy. Everyone's going to find a brilliant hobby. Everyone's going to work much harder and goals. But actually, it's winter time. So naturally, our bodies are still almost in hibernation mode. And it's kind of the wrong time to gear ourselves up.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
It's officially the first day of spring.
I think Wednesday. It's the spring equinox on Wednesday.
And we feel a bit more comfortable saying that now is the time to get out of that hibernation mode.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting what you're saying, because you're right. In January, we all come back from Christmas and we just think, must do this, must do that, must get fit. And it's the worst time to do it. Of course, it's understandable because you need something to distract yourself from that darkness. But, you know, if you just walk in nature right now and just look at what's going on in the trees and on the ground with the bulbs, nature's doing it. It's about to spring forth. You know, they can feel this sort of wave about to explode, and we are the same. And I think mindfulness practice is around tuning into that and saying, you know, we are no separate. We're not separate from nature. We feel it, and our lives often are led in a way independent from nature. But if we just tune into the natural rhythm, we can actually locate that very same energy in us.
How?
Yeah.
Now big question.
That is a big one, isn't
That's
it?
That's a big question. Say for those of us who are just getting on our journey or have not done it before, you know, how do we find it within to get in one with nature, springtime amongst us, now is the time to tune in.
Yeah. You know, I'd say the first thing is to do some thinking about what it is that you want. You know, what is it that's not quite right about how I'm living my life right now? What is it that's not quite meeting my needs? What am I missing? And what would I like to see more of? And I think if you start with that point of departure, and you come to the conclusion that you'd like more of this or less of that, and you'd like to make some changes, then that's a really good time to say, have I considered mindfulness as a life skill, mindfulness meditation, as a daily practice? Now, that's the next bit, as a daily practice. Because this is just like going to the gym. It's no good going once a month, even once a week. It really is a bare minimum. What we need to do is learn the skill in a group with other people and then start doing it at some point in our daily routine when we feel we're most available to what's going on, even if it's just 10 minutes.
Just 10 minutes. And I was going to say, you know, is that at the start of the day, at the end of the day? Is that just totally up to the person?
It can be. I mean, I do it at the beginning, right, just to get it out of the way. You know, it's like, and it's a routine. Once it becomes a routine, I don't even discuss it. Because that's the thing about developing a new habit. It takes quite a few weeks for it to become a routine. Once it's a routine, it's just like brushing your teeth, having breakfast, going out to work.
Okay. So let's say we want to put this into practice. Tomorrow morning, we're starting with good intentions. What do we do? Yeah. I wake up in the morning, open the curtains. regardless of whether it's a sunny day or not, I need to just get my mind in the zone. What do we do? What do we think about and how?
Well, the first thing that I would say that, you know, I wouldn't advocate it without any training whatsoever. It's a big ask to by yourself out of the blue with nothing. But if you do find you've got the energy to go, do you know what? I'm going to give it a go and see. Then I think it's around finding yourself somewhere comfortable and safe to sit. Somewhere which goes, this feels good. Yeah, I could sit here for 10 minutes. And then just allow yourself just to daydream, just to, for your mind to go to wherever it needs to go without any intention to do anything else. So you say, for the next 10 minutes, I am just going to sit and do absolutely nothing and just notice what goes on in my head. And that's all you have to do, just notice what goes on. But it's a big ask because, you know, all sorts comes up in our head when we give ourselves 10 minutes to do nothing. And some bits are nice and some bits are not so nice. And that's why I advocate doing a course, whether it's the Taster Walks with me on a Friday afternoon in Wandlebury, or I've got an 8-week course coming up starting the end of April over at the College Community College. But rather than sitting in the classroom and meditate, we're all going to go off as a group into Coleridge Rec, find a nice tree, find some pretty flowers and do it together as a group outdoors.
How lovely. So if people want to get signed up to that, where should they go to find those details?
It's called Adult Learn and Train at Coleridge Community College. And they've got a website and they've got an email, Adult Learn and Train, and you just sign up. And it starts 24th of April. And that really does give you a grounding in developing that habit. And then after 8 weeks, you're pretty confident that you've got that daily ritual.
Lovely. And do you know, we always feel as though getting into this zone, giving ourselves that moment to think, we kind of give it to ourselves with an expectation that we're missing something, but in a sort of negative way. What am I unhappy about? What am I missing? But people who are fairly positive, actually, about their life, we're not excluding them, are we?
No. I mean, no, not at all. And you don't have to be unhappy about something. I think that the piece I mentioned about that is it's around change. You know, people are motivated to make changes when they feel unhappy. And they think, do you know what? I've been thinking about this for a long time. I just never have got around. I've never prioritised me. I think that's what the point is. I think mindfulness meditation is a way of saying, do you know what? I count for something.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. You count for something. Own that moment.
Exactly. And if you want to make some changes for the better, if you want to actually bring greater quality to your life, you want to face a new challenge that you've been thinking about a long time, then you really do need to bring some energy and some space, but also some support. Otherwise, it's just too much to do by yourself.
Now, I know we'll wrap up shortly, but I know that you're a super advocate, obviously, for taking that time for yourself. Now, when we first talked back in January, you had, what was it? You had your time out thing that you do, and I love what you called it. What was it?
Wasn't it my winter hibernation?
Yes, that's right. You had your winter hibernation. You just were back from it in January, but you're just back from something recently as well. Your life is fantastic, David.
I'm a little bit like a hedgehog, really. You know, I really have embodied this idea of, you know, get back to nature. I've just done, and I'm a lucky one, you know, and I've chosen this, you know, but I've just done a winter sun February as a way of just going, getting some bright sunlight. You know, there's some evidence to suggest that we're all slightly deprived of vitamin D here in this country with this greyness.
Yeah.
And so I, along with my partner, we just said, you know, why don't we in February just go and find some winter sun and expose ourselves to those sun rays? And it made such a difference. We just went for 2 weeks, then I came back, and as you can see, I'm ready for spring.
You are. You're a very calming influence in this studio. You do look very like much at one and very happy. And yes, it is lovely to see that spring is on the way. That's the one that I feel on the weekend, for example, I went over to the garden centre and I couldn't help but notice that it was absolutely packed there, because I do think that all these people who love doing up their garden, this was like a real moment for them. We've got through winter. It's now time to start getting excited about the garden again. Everything's growing again.
It's a celebration. It really is.
It is.
We just need to find the time to do it, you know, and not let this passes by again. Don't let this moment passes by.
Yeah.
So
give us a couple of maybe some ideas. If we can't all take ourselves away for a bit of winter sun, what are some of the things that we can do just here in the city, just to kind of give ourselves that moment? If we can't make it to the rec, let's say, any thoughts on how we can embrace?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's about getting outside. I don't have a balcony. I don't have a garden, but I have a balcony.
Oh, me too.
So, you know, just get out on the balcony or get into the garden, even if it's just taking that coffee cup out with you.
That's exactly what I've been doing.
Yeah. And especially when you see the sun coming out, you know, expose some of your skin to the sun, if only for a few minutes, because it's still quite fresh. You know, that's another good one. And if you don't have a garden, you don't have a balcony, then Cambridge has got some fantastic little parks like Coleridge Rec, then just go and do a tour of the park, even if it's just 20 minutes.
Mm.
That in itself is like a mindfulness meditation.
Yeah. And just walking down the street at the moment, you can see all the blossom coming through and all of the beautiful flowers starting to come up again. That's been something that I noticed. Now that I'm much more observant about, it's amazing what you notice.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you just stop and look at things, you know, if you dare to just think, actually, I could spare another 2 minutes and just notice this blossom.
Yeah.
And I mean, the cherry blossom at the moment around Cambridge is just phenomenal.
Gorgeous.
You just can't believe what you're seeing, this sort of pink haze.
Yeah. And it's just gives you that kind of just belief, really, that it's going, everything just continues, and it's always just that there's a lovely energy to seeing it all coming back.
You're just opening up to that in you.
Yeah,
you know, that blossom that you're in awe of is a blossom in you, and that moment of awe that you're taking to just feel it, that is like banking gold dust in terms of your well-being. Just stopping, noticing the beauty and imbibing it, you cannot underestimate what that's doing to you mentally.
Thank you, David. I think I needed to hear that this afternoon. I hope a couple of listeners out there are just feeling a little bit of warmth from what they've just heard you say as well.
Cambridge 105 Radio.